Faith works what saves. Faith without works is James Lesson 5. In Lesson 4, James dealt with the sin of favoritism, pointing out that if you broke one of the laws, you were guilty of all the law. Therefore, to show bias toward the rich or anyone is wrong in the eyes of God. I find it interesting that James moves from breaking the law to the sometimes controversial subject of faith and works. His strong emphasis on works has led some to believe that James was at odds with Paul. However, Paul clearly states that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ saves us in Romans. He also makes it clear in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, where he says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." However, Paul also emphasizes good works are for those who are saved. In Ephesians 2:10, Paul says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." And again in Titus 3:8, he says, "This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men." James' message is not against the doctrine of being saved by grace, and Paul does not ignore the importance of good works. Both are in complete agreement on both grace and works. They base their approach on who they address in these letters and the problem facing the local church. James presents a forceful argument that those who believe in Jesus will do good works. You cannot have faith in Jesus and not do good works. If you claim salvation by grace, you must show visible evidence. Can faith save you? In James 2:14, James says, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him?" James is not saying that works are what saves you. He is simply stating a fact. Having faith with that Jesus is the Savior is not enough. You have to accept him as the Lord of your life. When you accept him, it will cause you to work in the kingdom. This concept is essential for each person who claims to be a Christian. The plan of salvation is simple and a gift. However, it causes you to act differently. All of us should think about this simple illustration James gives. In James 2:15-17, he says, "If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,' but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Saying something does not make it happen. It would be best to carry through with what you say and actually do what is needed to cause a change. It is the same with your faith. Works are the evidence of faith. All true faith is shown by what you do. It starts with your confession that you are a sinner and need salvation. Then you must accept Jesus Christ as the Son of God and believe that he died for your sins. This simple faith is the starting point. Unfortunately, for some, this is the point where they stop. There is no evidence of the believer's faith. James 2:18 says, "But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Faith and works are interconnected. True, faith always produces works. Your faith will move you to action. You cannot believe in something as powerful as God's work of redemption and not share it with others. Faith without works is dead. James goes much further in his explanation when he says in James 2, 19 and 20, "You believe that there is one God? You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?" Our churches are guilty of emphasizing faith and neglecting to teach the necessity of doing good works God has laid out. The lack of purpose was a problem in James' day, the same as today. A mere profession of faith without acts of mercy and help will not stand the test of time. Those who try often grow cold. It is like the parable Jesus told about the sower. The seeds quickly germinated, but was quickly overcome by the sun. Remember, even the demons believe. Your faith must result in action. James gives us two excellent examples, Abraham and Rahab. You know the story of how God provided the sacrifice. He had faith, but his actions made his faith perfect. Please read the scripture carefully now. This is from James 2, 21, 24. "Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." James is not discounting faith. Instead, he is showing that faith is made complete by action. Abraham believed that God would fulfill his promise with his son Isaac. He did not know how God would do it, only that he would. Rahab is another example. Rahab recognized God had sent those who came to her and saved their lives. It was her faith that caused her to act, but her actions that expressed that faith. In James 2:26, it says, "Likewise was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way?" And in conclusion, his final statement is even more explicit and more dynamic. We understand that as Christians, we are dead without the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what marks us as belonging to Jesus. This last verse states all we should ever need about the relationship between faith and works. In James 2:26, he says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also."